Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So you find a wallet, you have that classic decision to make. For some people, it's some a people, decision. Yes. For a lot of people, it's like, no, this is what I do. And when I say a lot of people, some of those a lot of people are, I would return the wallet to the best of my ability. And other people, immediately without thinking, finders keepers.
Yes.
I am on team return it, if at all possible.
Well, especially if it's a whole wallet. I mean, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, yeah, somebody's whole life is in there.
I think it's also based on age, too. Like when you're much more likely to say, I'm keeping the cash when you're 15 years old and you find a wallet.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
It may be, but.
I mean, can you justify it as not stealing if you find their wallet with their ID and cash in it?
No.
I would love to hear someone make that argument that that's not stealing at that point. You know whose it is. It's not like somebody stole the wallet, added the cash, and threw it out the window.
Yeah, that's that idea of, possession is 9/10.
Finders keepers.
Finders keepers,
like,
losers,
no,
weepers.
Come on, man. You know.
Well, this is, I got this email to, we all have individual accounts, Freebear at freebearandhotmix.com. Freebear, you travel a lot. Do you ever get a rental car? I do a lot. And the rental car I got 2 weeks ago, there was a wallet in there. It was in the center console. Well, I can't believe they didn't catch that, by the way,
but same.
They probably don't care. The wallet had credit cards, a driver's license, and almost $3,000 in cash.
Holy now, crap.
Who carries that much cash? Especially now, but also ever.
And then forgets a wallet. I certainly wouldn't forget it if that was in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable they have it. Maybe they're going to make a big purchase that they just stopped at the bank for. But yeah, you'd think you'd keep a better eye on that.
Yeah, that chunk of change, man, that's going like right inside my underwear.
Right.
like I'm putting the whole wallet in there. Like, I am not losing this.
I'm sure not putting it in the console.
No.
Like, yeah. Because that's where I would forget it.
Right. Yeah.
That's it. I don't want that. So I know you guys will judge me for this, and that's fine. We all did make different choices, but I had his address. I wrote a letter and I sent his wallet with $1,500 in cash. And I kept the $1,400 and some change beyond that.
Couldn't be more obvious that you stole it, because nobody would find that if they were going to steal it and then just leave half.
He says, I wanted to see what he'd do.
What?
Well, what do you mean?
He's not going to do anything.
On the day that he got it, he let me know that it was a wonderful birthday present because it was his birthday on the day he received it. He was ecstatic. He sent me a nice card and a note thanking me from the bottom of his heart. He included $15 in cash to cover my expenses for sending him the wallet. And then asked if I had any idea what happened to the rest of the money. I can't believe he sent you $15, honestly.
He's probably trying to guilt him into... Mm-hmm.
You're probably right. Do you think so? Do you think that was the plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think he's a good person.
Yes.
And the guy who kept the money is a bad person.
Howings thinks you're a bad person, Miller.
I do.
I mean, I just...
Yeah. You haven't even heard the last paragraph.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Now I'm pissed. And I think you'll agree. I mean, come on. Most people would have kept all the money and maybe sent the credit cards back or just threw everything away. Some would have gone on a spending spree with the cards, too. This guy has the nerve to only cover my costs and not even offer up some sort of reward?
You took
instead,
half his money!
Ask about the money? I'm glad I kept the $1,500, and I'm thinking I should have just kept it all as a reward.
I got
$3,000 reward for returning someone. You don't get a reward for stealing $3,000 from someone.
I have got bad news for you. I don't think most people would have kept that money.
No.
I think, yes, there are people that would keep that money, but I think most people return the whole thing.
I think that for me, the weirdness comes when you're trying to be the good guy, but you're also not trying to be the good guy because you're taking half the money.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you did anything to begin with, because if you wanted that money, which you obviously did, you would have just grabbed the money, stuffed it in your pocket, taken the wallet, and tossed it out the window.
Maybe somebody else will find it.
Thrown it in the garbage or something.
Or thrown the wallet in the mail like you did without the whole, hey, here's a message that I've handwritten to you. Here's my address. Write me back and tell me how you feel. Oh, my God. Suck it.
I don't know if it's always been a thing where, like, people's need to test other people's morals.
Yes.
What is that?
Especially who are you? Someone with very terrible morals.
Yes.
You have no morals.
Who are you to be conducting a social experiment to see if people act correctly?
We don't read any stories about how Jeffrey Dahmer was putting, wrapped presents out to see if someone would steal them in a grocery store parking lot just to see if people had any good in them. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Jeffrey Dahmer.
I've watched too many seasons of Fargo to randomly take money now.
Oh,
yeah, that's how it always starts.
Like murder, suicide type of stuff. It's crazy. You'd be dead in a heartbeat. Don't do that. The way you get by cash is the way it leaves you, man. I don't like that.
Let's say you found that wallet, $3,000 in it. You send it back. If you never hear anything from that person, how do you feel?
I would be disappointed that I didn't get a thank you, like a thank you card or a text or something. But I would still know I did the right thing, though.
Mm-hmm. I would just want acknowledge that you got it. I want to share in that it's a small thing, but I want the reward of like the dopamine hit or whatever of knowing it made your day.
I did the right thing.
Yes.
Yeah. You shouldn't. Your motivation in life shouldn't be to get rewarded for everything you do. Do nice things, and sometimes you're rewarded, and sometimes you aren't. Like, I think back to when I was in high school, there were three different occasions, and partly because I was near a high school, and there's a bunch of idiot young drivers, but I ended up helping people change tires three different times. One of them happened to be, I was coming out of the school, and we had had an event, and so I'm wearing dress shoes, I've got like a suit on, we had had a band concert or whatever. And so I come out and there's a lady probably in her 30s and a young child in the back, and her tire is a goner. So I get out and I change her tire, and she's standing there, and it's winter time. And I said, don't worry about it. I got it. Get in the car and just hang out with your daughter. I'll take care of it. And I did. And I was like, okay, cool. Bye. And she asked for my name and address. And I said, well, that's not necessary. She goes, well, I just want to send you a thank you card. And I go, all right. I mean, if you want to, but you don't have to. Like, well,
you're like, what an old person thing to do. But yeah, okay,
I'm right here. Just thank me.
I'm like, I'm happy to help. I was happy to help. It's no big deal. It took me 10 minutes. So, 2 months go by. I don't hear anything, and I had totally forgotten about it. And then, out of the blue, in the mail is a thank you card and two Pistons tickets.
Oh, that's cool.
That is really good.
Yeah. And she goes, it was really nice of you to help. You didn't need to do that, and that was really nice of you. And I went,
and that wasn't in the last 20 years when they sucked. That was when they were good.
Yeah, it was when they were good.
So you actually wanted to go?
Like, now if you got them, you'd be like, that bitch.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, why are you punishing me?
How did you give me this burden?
That's not nice.
Yeah, why don't I just light your car on fire next time?
You ever had somebody help you and then you go to gift them and you're like, hey, man, you want like a beer? And they're like, oh, man, I've been alcohol free for sober for 30 years.
You know, I haven't.
I did that one time. It wasn't alcohol, but it was way worse. I was moving into my condo and the...
I think I know what you're saying.
Yeah, the guy that was helping me, two young college guys. You could rent like college guys to help you move heavy stuff.
Yeah, they're hunks and they move junk.
That's it. And so they were moving my junk and they were hunks. And I said, hey, man, I have no cash on me. I can either Venmo you or Cash App. And they were like, oh, we don't have any of that. And I was like, who doesn't have that these days? And I said, do you like weed? Like, I could just give you weed. And they were, because that's all I had is like a, here's an extra tip.
I have Venmo and marijuana.
Yeah.
Choose wisely.
And they were like, oh, yeah, no, we can't do that. And I was like, oh, okay. And then they looked like they were afraid of me. And I realized that they were like college hunks moving junk who were also maybe on probation.
And
I was like, do you get drug tested or something? And then I went way too far with it. And I was like, I'm sorry. Actually, just get out of my house.
My mom was killed by my dope dealer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
Like, no, marijuana ruined my life already. Yeah. Like, no.
Yeah, that's why I'm moving your stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what they said to me.
Maybe, ma'am, you could move my hunk junk.
Yeah.
That would help me. Yeah. I can do that and not get tested for it.
Felt so bad. And then I was like, God, what if they're like 16, you know? Like, is they're not really college hunks. They're just like teenage hunks that move your junk. And I was like, oh, this is bad. I'm that lady. I'm like Stifler's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I want an old-fashioned real bad.
What time is your massage open?
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.